I do have a tie. Next
year. Next year. I have nothing. Wait.
Ladies and gentlemen, and everybody of all species, we welcome you now to the 2025 gubernatorial joy tacticious tech. What is it called?
The tacties.
The annual award show. You fucking get it.
Hosted keep by. It just, keep that music hosted, on for a second.
The hosted whole, by. For that whole app.
Now, well, please welcome your host.
Eric Jack, the white monster, and Jack the White Monster, Menzinger, Nate the Lebanese Monster, Varun, and Eric the White Monster, Ray Hill.
And Eric the White Monster, asterisk, dad was adopted, Ray Hill.
So not sure if there's something interesting in there, Ray Hill.
God knows there's a 1% Cherokee sitting in the wings.
God knows. Yeah, I think so. At least some Ashkenazi. Now let's proceed.
Welcome to Joy Tactics, the podcast dedicated to all things joyful, joyous, and meeting as many celebrities as humanly possible. Hosted by Eric Rahill, Nate Varoni, and Jack Bensinger. Enjoy.
Okay, so I feel like an award show starts out, I hate to say it, but with kind of like a little song and dance, a little monologue. Presentation.
God, right. I wish we had we should have gone all out for a fucking monologue.
Wait, it's still going.
Oh my God.
Oh,
this is when Billy Crystal comes on the stage.
Well.
In a costume as a janitor. It's been a crazy year.
This year was a dumpster fire, worse than 2016. 2016 was a dumpster fire. Let's just say somebody must have put trash all over the whole earth and lit that shit.
Right. Well, for some, though, because for some, this year was awful and hell and horrible things happened, of course. For others, it was one of the best years you could imagine for their careers, personal lives,
etc. And most award shows do an in memoriam. We're going to do a slideshow of people that were shocked they're still alive.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Well, who is one of them for you? Who's someone that you're shocked is still alive? Michael Caine for me. You believe that? Jesus Christ.
Anthony Hopkins, he kind of feels like somebody that's who's on the way out.
Who just turned 100? Didn't someone just turn 100?
Dick Van Dyke. Oh, he's the number one.
He's fucking on a knife's edge. Hey. He's like confronting mortality in a very publicly.
Dick Van Dyke, if you're listening right now, keep going.
Keep going, man. I'll get to 115.
See how long you can get to.
Get to the 127 club. You're heard?
Do you guys know that I knew Sister Jean, man? Rest in peace.
Who's Sister Jean, man?
Who is that?
Sister Jean, man. Sister Jean was like the mascot of Loyola University Chicago. She was an old
why would we know
nun.
That?
Huh?
Was she like a famous like Chicago?
Famous, we know bro. That, man. Famous Sister Jean. To whom?
Oh, to anyone who watches college basketball, dude, because
my God.
Right, Lola kind of came up back in like 2016, 15 maybe, and Sister Jean, who is 90 and old as fuck, was at every single game and she became the mascot.
Bro,
and then she lived all the way to being.
My religion is not a mascot. She's just a person who became a mascot.
My religion is not a mascot. Write that on your hand, mate.
My religion is not a mascot.
George Bush does not care about college basketball. Interesting.
My religion is not a mascot. It's such like a Malaysian t-shirt idea.
Whoa.
Malaysian prince.
Malaysian t-shirt. Can we please move to Malaysia and open a fucking, the most fire custom t-shirt shop
custom
on the beach?
Custom tees? Yeah.
And a hoagie shop right next door?
Custom interesting English tees with fucking grinders and subs and hoagies on demand. And Nate would take a fucking Kawasaki Ninja around Malaysia with the subs, not knowing how to ride it, afraid to get a license, going first gear.
Kuala Lumpur files.
Constantly in and out of the worst jail in all of the Eastern Hemisphere.
One fucking jail. Back again.
It's all flooded.
Back again.
Wait, speaking of basketball, Have you guys ever seen that guy, MK? He's one of those guys who, like,
MK Ultra
virals. No. He does viral basketball, like, 1v1 type of things. No. And there's, like, a big crowd around him, and he's, like, one of those guys who's all disrespectful. And he, like, pulls the person's shirt over their head and, like, throws the ball at their head and whatnot.
I don't like that.
Well, I'm saying Nate would be very wise to start a channel like that, where you're just, like, so violent in the
in the Philippines.
Yes. All over, inexplicably all over the world.
Oh, but Sister Jean, I need to say this. I'm coming a little tiny ass bit for Sister Jean's legacy.
Hey, yo.
Just in the way she deserves everything. I hope no one gets mad at me. But she was kind of mean to me because she would
be at her.
I saw her every day because she would be at the shuttles from the North Campus to the downtown campus. She'd be at the downtown campus handing out scripture. And one day, and I was kind of on my atheist shit back then, even though I went to a Jesuit university for no reason. And I was like, I don't need the scripture today, actually, because I had just been throwing them away and I felt bad. And she was like, interesting. I don't know if she said interesting, but that was her vibe. And from then on,
by the way, why
I was marked as unsafe by Sister Jean.
Why did you choose Loyola in Chicago?
Because
you were a journalism major, but like, I'm just curious what went into that decision.
There was a girl who I went to high school with who went there, and she was doing theater. And I went out a year, like in the spring, to visit Chicago and visited the theater program and had the most bussin' night of my life with all the theater kids getting like faded. And I was like, yep, I think I'll be heading here for college.
You know, you had no idea you could just do that anywhere at any college in the United
States. Yeah, but did Chris Farley did Chris Farley ascend comedically in Seattle, Washington? No, I think it was Chicago. So that's why I went out there to pursue my career.
Honestly, bro, I hate to be Mr. Me Too, but when I fucking visited University of North Carolina School of the Arts,
yeah,
knowing about the legacy of Mr. McBride and the crew, of course, respect. Mm. And I was like, you know what? Let me take a break from taking community college classes and directing rap videos to go spend a night over here
to
with fucking
college.
Chase DuBose. And those
shout out Chase. Merry Christmas,
shout out
Chase.
The Merry Christmas to the tall man. But guess what? Yeah.
What?
I went there and they like the whole thing at that crew at that school is like, yo, how many hours did you crew this year? It's like, yo,
fucking
about the work.
900 million. So
you gotta get to work.
That's
although somebody in the subreddit was like, "What does Eric? Why does Eric keep referencing?"
By the way,
that video.
I just had a lisp there, but I wish that Sachin was in Nicki Minaj's ear right now.
Mm. Oh,
Nicki, get to work. You gotta stop being so fucking crazy. And be with Trump.
What is that conference called?
Oh,
that she was
truth,
at?
Truth, Turning Point. Was she at Turning Point?
Turning Point USA conference. Nicki.
Nicki
Minaj.
Evil Minaj.
Rapunzel.
Let you gotta behavior. Be a Democrat. You gotta be a Democrat socialist.
Damn, you really locked in. I saw him in your face, Nate. That was
you
really
did?
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. It's a full body, you know, sort of thing for me.
All right, let's get to the fucking awards.
Wait, really quick, I want to say yesterday, yeah. I wasn't really drinking, but whenever I'm with when my brother's there, I try to get my brother wasted.
All right, let's
why
move
is
on.
That? Why?
That's this, Eric, I just want to let you know, you do that with everybody in your life.
Why? Yeah, that's every person in your
all
life.
All you are ever trying to do
like
to anybody
your greatest
is
hope.
Platonically,
that sounds so bad, by the way. That sounds so bad.
No,
but it's,
no.
It's kind it's of platonic. A jolly thing. Imagine it as being jolly and cherubic.
Of course.
Did you get him? Did you succeed?
I made him about 5 hot toddies. And
also, you're the older
like
brother.
Half the bottle of whiskey.
Jesus.
Oh, that's funny.
Are your parents like concerned about either of you?
My mom definitely is like eyeing the bottle as I'm pouring it.
She's jealous.
She's jealous, bro. Yeah.
Okay, so we have the way this award show works is we don't know. We've all came up with
right. It happened categories. About 4 seconds.
There's no clear winner. We're just going to kind of discuss who we think the winners are, and then maybe we'll decide on mm-hmm. one of them. But I'll just start. I guess
Hold on, Jack.
You were excited too.
I got six category ideas.
Okay.
One moment.
Holding for Eric.
By the way, this is going to be. Yeah.
2025 categories.
Nice. We're just listing off the categories?
Yeah, I think we should list them now.
List from off Eric all the
Rayo,
categories.
From Eric Rayo. Most interesting political moment. Nominees. You know that one moment that we all saw in September with the gun? Trump doing his thing with the tariffs.
Oh, you have nominees too. I didn't even have them.
No, I'm doing nominees in the moment. Nicki Minaj becoming a political figure. And that's it for now. Let me think about some more.
What's this song from? Yeah, it'd be funny if the Oscars started with naming all the categories of the Oscars.
Yeah, this year, no award show has ever started that way. they have all the nominees and categories. That would be kind of nice. You get them all out of the way, and then it's just
well,
like
you know what you're getting.
You do know what you're getting.
That's true.
So, okay.
Jack, you have a category you want to list?
I have a category.
Let me.
All right.
Ready?
Yeah, but I don't know if, I mean, this is, all right. Hey, everybody. I'm here to present the award for most missed word of the year. I would like to do an honorable mention before the podcast started rolling today. Nate Varone, you fucking tried to say turban.
I did not. I did not at all.
What were you trying to say? Let's tell you the
toboggan.
Story.
I said toboggan. Anyways, I'll tell the fucking.
I had a dream.
I had a dream, literally not even like 2 hours ago. That I right before I woke up, I had a dream that I was in like a Macy's or something like that, and on the table was two bottles of cologne, and they were Eric's cologne, and there was a purple one and sort of a dark, a darker one. And the I looked at the label and it said BJ Velour on them. And I was like really curious of like, Eric always smells good. Let me smell his cologne. And I smelled this one and I was like, this does not smell like Eric. You know, this isn't the thing I'm smelling. And then Eric rolls up in the parking lot and he has like sunglasses on and a big ass like camouflage toboggan, which I you guys thought I said turban, but.
I said toboggan.
So is an actual sled on my head?
No, a toboggan is like what I'm wearing right now, like this.
Bro, what? That can't be true. Are we wrong?
A toboggan. This is a toboggan, right? Yeah.
Is Jane confirming?
Saying yeah, she's confirming. This is look up toboggan on.
But why is she laughing?
This is what you're all gonna right, see, all man. Right,
Jack. Hey, Jack. Time to take some humility pills.
I just looked it up. I'm Googling toboggan too, and I'm seeing a bunch of fucking sleds. What are y'all looking up?
Google says it's either a sled or a hat.
All right.
Exactly.
Well, guess what, Nate?
Multiple different things.
All right, you're right. Well, guess what, Nate? Guess what? You're right, but at the same time, you just fucking fell out of the category. You just lost the nomination for most mispronounced word or wrongest word.
So that's the category, most mispronounced word of the
and honestly
of the year.
I'm not even gonna
would win that.
I think so, but I can't remember any of them. So if you won, you just know who it, you know that you did. It's
so
one
that's
of the three
just a
of us.
Category that's a teaser category because we don't have any answers.
Right, a lot of mine might be.
Okay, play the music. I got a category. We'll do a bit too. Okay. How about me and Eric will be presenting and I'll be like, my all back right. will be to the camera and you'll be like, you have to turn around. The camera's behind you.
That's good.
And yeah. the 2025
hey,
has been.
You might want to, dude, turn around.
Yeah.
We're on camera and you're faced the wrong way, bro.
What the hell? The bits are always fucking terrible at the awards, so that was just my shout out to that.
Wow, that felt
Tina
cool.
Tina Fey rolling out.
The 2025 Sexiest Chick of the Year Award.
Oh yeah,
there's
now
a
we're
lot.
Talking, bro.
There's a lot of there
Who
was a
the
lot
nominees?
Of chicks.
Who are
in
the nominees?
2025. I would say every chick on the planet is up for this award. This is one of the biggest. Mm-hmm. A nominee pool ever in any category for any award, because every chick on the planet who's of age, sorry, I need to put that guy that
dude by. Every chick of age right now is fine as fuck, and by the way, we're adding a 5-year buffer, so every fucking 23 year old chick
every chick above the age of 26 years old who cannot date fucking Leonardo DiCaprio.
Right.
Because
we don't want to touch his crop. You know what I'm saying? Respect.
Right.
I mean, there were some fine ass chicks.
Oh,
for
tell
sure,
me about
dude.
It.
This
dude.
Is one of the best years for chicks.
Name one.
I can name a couple.
Name
one. You started off, man.
Well, Sydney Sweeney.
You have to pull up your
say.
List. You have to pull up your
you
Apple
have
notes.
To pull up my let me pull up my hand drawn.
Let me help all of us out right now. Asterix, the winner is all of our girlfriends. Okay. We got that out of the way. That was easy.
Hey,
that
Jack.
That was easy.
Nope. Not true. They're amazing, but they're amazing. We love
Let
them.
Me look
they're
at
the
this.
Best, but
hello,
bro.
My name is Eric Rahill. I have a reservation for one night in the doghouse.
No, they are, but you're right about that. You're actually right. And I'm just kidding.
I'm right.
For
me too.
Effect.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
Okay. Sexiest chicks. Ooh.
So if you type in finest women on the planet, who are you going to get?
I'm looking at the list right now of like,
oh man, you know,
hottest
who gets
chicks in 2025? Meet the Maxim hot. Oh, Maxim.
Bella Hadid.
This isn't even
Gigi
ranked, dude.
Hadid.
Let me look at these Hadids because I like
Megan
that name.
Fox Dash
Dua
Hadid.
Lipa.
Okay. Mila Kunis.
Elizabeth Dandachi.
That's a beautiful name.
That was maybe the best name I've ever heard in my fucking life.
Nate, let me ask you a question, man. You're in Toledo, Ohio, correct?
Correct.
So you wake up on the morning after Christmas, you go to Starbucks to go get some writing done at 4 a.m.
Of course.
You bump into a woman and knock down all of her drinks. Oh, shit. All her fucking marshmallow cream drinks.
I'm so sorry, miss.
And she gets up. She goes, Nate Verone? I'm a huge tactician. It's Elisha Cuthbert.
Who the fuck is that?
It's Elisha Cuthbert, dude. I'll put it
Cuthbert?
That way.
Elisha Cuthbert?
Hi. What the fuck are you saying?
Elisha Cuthbert, dude.
Who is that?
What?
Bro, she's from 24. She's from The Girl Next Door. She's from the remake of The House of Wax. And
right,
she was
course.
In The Girl
Cuthbert.
Next Door.
Dude, I don't like that TH in there.
Elisha Cuthbert.
I was in The House of Wax?
Yeah. So, Nate, you're mopping it up. She's like, damn, you mop kind of sexily. What do you say to that? And how
oh,
do you
I work at the
No, you're
that
the
was
college,
the
you're
deepest,
writing there.
Oh my god, Eric.
Oh, okay.
That was the craziest pull, I have to say.
Do you say, Elisha, let's go? Do you want to go see Marty Supreme? I'd already saw it, but I could walk you through what happens as you're watching it, whispering in your ear what's explaining the plot.
I can hold your hand during the scary parts.
This guy was homeless and he had a
spoiler.
He went viral
spoiler.
Damn.
Wait,
I didn't
what?
Know that.
I guess he did go viral.
I didn't know it was addressing that issue in the movie.
The golden voice guy?
No.
Oh. Well, yeah.
That's what I'm speaking
of. I see.
Okay, so we
you
got
know what
that
I didn't fucking realize?
Category.
my small ass mind didn't even realize this shit. I was, all the categories I made were only about the fucking podcast.
That's fine.
Oh, that's cool. That's actually on people like that. That's the tacties, man.
They're all over the they're all over the map. It's a it's internal and external at the same time.
Damn, I'm looking at the craziest list on IMDb. Of the chicks? You know why? I'm looking at the 50 most beautiful women in the world, but it was created by a user called Ponchi, and it was created 12 years ago. So we're looking at a little kind of an older version here. Vanessa Hudgens.
Yep.
Kate Upton doing the Dougie.
Valid.
Remember Kate Upton doing the Dougie?
I would like to remember that.
Oh, I could describe it.
All right. Best cinematography.
All right. What kind of category we got, Eric? You got another one?
I think, Nate, you have to say the hottest woman of the year. We haven't done that. We haven't actually done the category.
Oh, we haven't given any awards yet.
You have to give an award out. Yeah, yeah.
And the award for sexiest chick of the year is... let's see. Eva Mendez.
Whoa!
Eva Mendez. Congratulations, girl.
Congratulations.
And I'm going to just shout it out. See ya.
See ya.
See ya wins as well. Congratulations.
All right.
Sia. And Jack, what about you, man?
I'll put one more in the ring. Why don't I give it up for? I'm not trying to get any points here. AOC.
Oh.
Wow. I can't believe I just said that.
The Pirates.
Actually, that is the definitive song. Award right there. AOC, congratulations.
Congratulations, AOC.
That's from Moulin Rouge.
What's the award look like for the tacties? Like,
the award is...
We have a logo. You know, there's a...
You can fucking come get a piece of gum from us for the rest of your life at any point.
Free gum for life?
Yeah.
Just one piece.
I think so.
If you see us around.
I just want to say AOC is most beautiful, not only because of her beauty, but because of her policies.
Oh, I didn't even realize that.
And not only because of her policies, but because of the thought behind her policies and the way that she stands up to the fucking Republican constituency. See?
And me, I just like the way you look, girl.
Okay. Next category, please. Coming to the stage right now.
You know who did have a good one?
Sasha Baron Cohen.
Oh,
who
no.
will be announcing the next category in the role of Borat. Nate, take it away.
Hello, my name is Borat. And this award is the biggest blunder of 05.
British.
25?
Oh, sorry. I put literally in my awards, I put the biggest blunder of 05. Whoops. Yeah. You know what? Let's just roll with that. When I wrote that, there's nothing in my mind that said 05 is not 2025 at all. So let's look up some moments from 2005 and see. What was going on then? 25.
Okay, I have the nominees here. I have the nominees. And the nominees are... Hurricane Katrina devastating New Orleans. The London Underground bombings. The death of Pope John Paul II. And the discovery of the dwarf planet Eris.
Well, that doesn't sound like a blunder.
And the award goes to Hurricane Katrina. Please step up to the stage and take the award. Thank you, guys.
This is the first time a natural disaster has won an award ever and not a human. Congratulations. This is the first nomination for Hurricane Katrina.
Storm.
And the first award win for Hurricane Katrina.
Oh, wait. Fucking, there's been a mix-up. There's been a mix-up, La La Land style. We forgot to announce the nominee of the Xbox 360 being invented. And the Xbox 360 has actually won the award, Hurricane Katrina. please step down. Oh, this isn't the blunder. That's a good thing. Excuse me.
Yeah, that's a
different and actually category. There has been a mistake. There has been a mistake because off of that one, the award goes to the first YouTube video ever published, Me at the Zoo.
Wow.
Marking a milestone for the internet, but also setting in a catastrophic series of domino effect that will wreck the Hollywood entertainment system forever.
Yep. Exactly.
That was amazing.
Next category.
Next category. What playlist are you guys using? Because there's like
we're about to be demonetized Oscars. To high hell. Okay. Okay, Jack, are you ready?
No. Yeah.
For a category?
Yeah, I'm ready. Welcome back. We were just giving the award for most blundered to a couple of different people. Not sure who it landed on, but if you know, you know. Now we're here for another category, which I think I'm going to freestyle because the categories I wrote down don't make fucking sense. I wrote most episodes, two categories, most episodes of Joy Tactics, which I think no question goes to all three of us. But then I thought maybe there's another category, most episodes individual. Which one of the three of us did the most fucking episodes of Joy Tactics this year?
Wow.
Whoa.
Holy shit.
It's not me. It's not me. It's definitely not you.
It's got to be between me and Jack. I would want to say it was me, but
I think it was Nate.
It might have been Nate. I had a little run there though. No, but it might have been. It's probably Nate.
But then I also came up and fucking stepped in at the points I was needed as well, which is really interesting. Which is interesting. I don't hear anybody else saying that. I have to write that down for myself and read that every morning.
Well,
interesting.
Congratulations, Nate. That was a.
But
we still have. Thank you. I want to give us some props because we've never done a solo episode before.
Not that we
know what I'm saying. Not yet.
I'm afraid of that, man. I'm afraid to hear myself talk for that long and see what would happen. I think I would unlock some shit that I don't want to see.
That would start a revolution. Damn, you know that would be the fucking song. We gotta try that out. Should we do the fucking one episode where we each do like 2 10-minute chunks and we just spin it around?
Yeah, we gotta try that out at some point.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got to try that out at some point.
Man. Another fucking. You guys know you've been doing this for 3 years almost on the dot.
Are you fucking serious?
We're about to hit the 3-year and a fucking anniversary, dude.
Oh my.
What are we going to do to celebrate this other than travel?
Look at the album art on this fucking.
The greatest video game music.
Oh my God. That is so sick.
Damn, that fucking violin is red hot.
You're on the front lines and you fucking come up on the
guy playing the fucking
Black
stand
Ops
up
guy
cello.
With the fucking stand up bass.
Damn. I can't imagine that. Oh, you want a category? Okay. We are coming up on the best delivery meal of the year. For each one of us, individual awards being given out.
Delivery. Does pickup count?
It does.
Take out.
Okay.
We've just consulted with the directors.
From the
it
audience
does.
Changing the award.
You know what is pathetic is to go through your recent orders in any delivery app.
All right.
Just list off like all the like your I feel like you're like the DoorDash like Postmates like King of America.
Okay, I'll go to Caviar.
By the way, which app are you rocking with the most?
Bro, I'm agnostic. I'm agnostic. It's wherever I need to be ordering through, I will be to get to that restaurant. It doesn't even matter.
Wow.
It doesn't even fucking matter. Okay.
Is there a price difference? Like, you know, you go on Uber and you're like, oh, this is like $17. I'll go to Lyft to see what they got. It's, you know, $14.
No, I don't even consider price. I just consider taste. Okay. Would someone please play some music? I'll just be going through the caviar orders here.
So sorry. Yes. Okay. Here we go. Where'd it go?
On Wednesday, December 17th, an order from Joy, 3226, two items, Dan Dan noodles and a 1,000-layer pancake. December 4th, Dune downtown, $72, mezze plate, grilled chicken. Mm. On December 1st. This is so pathetic. Night Market song, $139, six items. Orange chicken, larb guy, grapao crunch wrap, supreme, nam cow todd, and patsy you. On November 9th, Joy, Dan Dan noodles, 1,000-layer pancake, and simple greens. And then it just keeps going for the whole year.
Wow.
Okay.
But I mean, I have to put it, I have to put best delivery to biryani. Kebab.
I was about to say that.
Biryani kebab wins the award.
That's the clear winner. The clear takeout winner
that is the
of
gold
Los
prize.
Angeles mm-hmm. is the Biryani Kebab House, man. That fucking place. It is. That's all I think about.
It's
when I think of takeout, I'm like, Biryani Kebab House.
Nate, let me describe a night to you back in LA when we're back. You come over, right?
Okay.
No chicks. No, it's like everyone can come. Dan can come. They'll be there. We pick two movies. We order.
From the library?
Fucking biryani. Yeah, from the library. And we watch movies and eat that fucking shit all night.
Oh,
what do you think about that?
Mm-hmm. That sounds incredible.
Okay, so that's gold prize. Silver goes to, has to go to LA. Pizza Cafe. Pizza Cafe LA.
Oh, yeah, dude. For
where
sure.
does bronze go? Now, where does bronze? For me, bronze goes to La Cabanita, the Mexican restaurant.
Oh, I never even heard of that place.
But what's your bronze, Nate?
I never order like takeout, so.
Okay. Interesting.
Maybe. I'm just gonna go with Chipotle, honestly.
Wow,
I mean that's respect. I respect the fuck out of that answer because that is a listen. Because
that's
it's just
like
good when you need
that's
it.
That's just solid. It's just solid.
It's just a solid choice. Jack, what's your gold star New York delivery?
Well, you know what I've been picking up? Sweet green. And do you want to hear this bowl? I might need to put some music over this bowl.
Let's hear the bowl.
Here, I could do it.
Okay. And the award for the most customized bowl by Jack Bensinger, Sweet Green, goes to organic shredded. Wait, let me get a beat drop.
Organic this is the one shredded white kids. Announcer at the BET. Wait, sorry.
Organic shredded kale, herb quinoa, raw carrots. Caramelized balsamic onions, antibiotic roasted chicken, antibiotic free wrap, a warm portobello mix.
Oh, whoa.
Honey barbecue sauce.
Damn, the flavors be buzzing in that mix.
That
sweet and salty. Do you
nutritious.
Like my mix?
It's barbecue sauce on ingredients.
And a good price. Fiber.
You win this time.
Shout out to T-Pain, dude.
Can I just do another shout out to a solid place in New York that just doesn't get enough love?
Get them.
Just Salad.
Oh, just Salad.
Salad.
Yeah.
Can you imagine the guy who's like, all right, we got the business plan together for this restaurant. What's it called? And he's just like, he probably was just like, just Salad. Okay, yeah, we know it's just Salad, but what's the actual name? That's it. Just salad.
This is a Jack. Jack has begged the producers at SNL for you to come through and pitch one. One sketch.
On Saturday, day of the show.
It's fucking...
You guys, we already have the running order.
Trust me, this guy's no joke, man. This guy's a legend. Listen to him, man. He's going to change everything. Just let him talk to fucking Ariana Grande one time.
You're making pure eye contact with Zendaya. You're not leaving.
Hey, trust me, bro. I got the senpaku eyes.
Zendaya!
Hey, Zendaya, I didn't get hired through SNL normally. They kind of, the cast kind of rioted.
Yeah. This is what I'm doing. When I get my fucking celebrity shot, my one day stint on SNL, I'm going to say, give me a set. I'm going to go to the set design people. I'm going to say, hey, I don't care what you do. Just give me a set. Blindfold me live on air. When that blindfold's off, skit on the spot.
Oh,
I'm gonna look around at my environment. I'm gonna look at my clothes. Oh, I'm a doctor. But interesting. I'm in a courthouse.
But you tell them that you're gonna have about 45 seconds of you calculating with your eyes up like this
in silence. While people are like, "Are you okay?"
It's like a like someone setting up like a golf shot. He goes, Nate. He's observing. Okay, he's found his eye line. He found his camera.
And then every word I say is bleeped, and it has to be. SNL's fined like $2 billion.
Fucking shit, fuck, dude. That's a good ass, like,
yeah,
it's what, like 500 g's per f-bomb. You could literally be like, I'm taking the show hostage. Fuck, I'm not gonna stop. Fuck.
500 g's for one f-bomb.
Maybe it's 250.
Are you serious?
And we live in a free country. How interesting.
This would be my monologue when I'm rich as fuck hosting. I would be like, fuck. And it'd be like, wait, that's the 500,000. I would just put the stack on the fucking table. And shit. Fuck you too. Another 500.
Wow.
Suck my fucking dick. 500, 200 grand. It's less money to say dick.
Mr. Beast. Damn.
Wow. Okay, another category, please.
All right, I got it.
Was it music?
Yep.
Beatboxing kind of fell off this year.
What did?
Beatboxing.
I saw a guy do a beatbox for, you can keep it going. I saw a kid do a Merry Christmas beatbox in front of the tree. You see this?
In real life? Oh.
No, not, I wish in real life.
No, I didn't see it.
And the award, the 2025 has been an amazing time for different celebrities. This is the Celebrity Award.
Wow.
Jesus. Whoa, man. Okay, the announcement's over, Eric. We're gonna do it.
Oh, I thought that was phase two.
That's pretty good.
Celebrity Award. So,
okay, so just
obviously,
goes to any celebrity.
It could be any celebrity.
Wow.
I would say Timothée Chalamet is absolutely
a celebrity.
A nominee, because he has been celebritating.
Who do we have? I think let's read the nominees to some music.
Yeah.
Okay. Timothée Chalamet for his performance in Marty Supreme, Dune 2, which came out last year. Wonka came over about 3 years ago. Odessa Azian, who's been in Marty Supreme and I Love L.A. Who else, guys?
Walton Goggins.
Wow.
Who has
that
been
was a
all over the fucking place.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly. White Lotus.
Fallout
other
Season
stuff.
2. Mm-hmm. Doritos commercials nonstop.
Matthew Lillard, live-action Scooby-Doo film, Scream, amongst other things. Was he in Without a Paddle?
I don't know. I think so.
Seth?
Don't know.
Green.
Seth, motherfucking delicious snack, snacky, delicious,
for your appearance
juicy
on Club
Green.
Random with Bill Maher.
Oh, Bill Maher.
Bill Maher.
You were a celebrity this year.
for standing
Belmar,
up.
Take your shirt off, man. Let's see what you're working with. Oh, please. Hello. Please.
Let me give you a raspberry on Club Random while I'm all fucked up.
Asking how pink his nipples are on Club Random. How pink are they, Bill?
If I was on that podcast, I would be like, give me the bottle of fucking Casamigos, and I would chug it until I couldn't even like breathe anymore, and I would get so drunk, hit that fucking weed, fucking one smoke, the whole blunt
faded. I would go on with the caveat that I was gonna school him in a couple issues.
It's already predetermined.
Hey man, like, I'll come on, but I am gonna school the fuck out of you. Okay.
And I'm allowed to phone a friend, by the way.
Okay. Right, who can communicate that a little better, better. Who wins? Who wins? Kylie Jenner.
Oh, Kylie Jenner. It's got to be the year. Timothy Chalamet and Kylie Jenner.
Yeah, Jennifer Lawrence, Leonardo DiCaprio.
It's hard to really think of a celebrity.
Benicio del Toro. There's hundreds and hundreds of
Kendrick
celebrities.
Lamar.
Yeah, but really, you know,
Kid Cudi.
Wow.
Kid
Jason
Cudi.
Siegel.
Remember that video where Kid Cudi is smoking weed with Selena Gomez?
Did you say
and
smoking?
He starts like talking.
No.
He's like, they're like smoking weed on Live, and Kid Cudi starts talking about like a horrible death that's happened to someone. And Selena Gomez is like so high, and she's like, I wish you wouldn't have said that.
Did you know that he's moved on to painting?
He's moved
from
on.
Music to painting?
Let me read this for you guys.
Official statement.
I thought there was an official statement
from the Department of
Scott
Painters.
Raymond, aka, you didn't know his real name, did you?
Definitely
aka not. Kid Cudi reveals his new artistic chapter at Art is it Basel or Basel? Art Basel, Miami Beach. The first chapter of Echoes of the Past is a documentary directed by Josh Charo, premieres at Art Basel, capturing the musician's intimate studio journey.
I tried to play a little music there. It wasn't hitting, but... Okay, well, that's good to know.
Incredible.
And it's a reminder that the artistic medium is just a channel for your voice. It doesn't matter what you do. You could be remixing physical media in a collage. You could be doing painting with paint.
You
or painting with your words via stand-up.
What would be your guys's Jack, real quick, go ahead. You had an amazing riff.
You could be a what, man?
Well, now I'm insecure about it, but it was just...
I'm not say it, man. Say it.
All right. I'm worried you guys are going to laugh real hard, but I was going to say you could be a fucking orthodontist. Let me reshape your kid's teeth. Give me a year or two. I speak through the
creative.
I just want to say my orthodontist had the most finest hygienists. I think I've said this before.
Let's look into that.
I think so. I mean, I want to look into it now as an adult, thinking that's not normal. You need some
There's something so fucking sexy about a dental hygienist.
Mm-hmm.
The way they just get all up on you. Because no other doctor or nurse is like this close to you. Just... like, oh shit. You're laying back too.
Yeah,
you're
fingers,
in the blow. You're literally in the blowjob position too. Already laid back.
Oh yeah.
Hello. Anyways, what would you guys, if you guys had a museum exhibit, would you go painting? Would you go sculpture? Would you go avant-garde?
I would go Marina Abramovich.
What was that? What is that? Is that where
it's where she just sat down?
She just sat down and you
know
ask
she had
questions?
No questions, no speaking. Just sitting and looking at each other. We should do that. That's what we should do at a live show. Just silence. We set up next to one audience member, and we just lock eyes and see what happens. But
you
she
know
also
what I
in
fucking
this,
do? What was it?
What? Oh, in the '70s, really quick, she had an exhibit where she laid herself down on a table.
Yeah.
And she said, "You could do whatever the fuck you want to me."
And then, didn't it get like cut short? Somebody like I think I think it got cut short because people were like doing some fucked up shit.
I don't know. I just know that they had, she had implements like knives and different things. And so quickly people were being evil. And I just think that's such, I mean, literally the performance art is speaking for itself, I would say, in that regard.
Yeah.
Right, right.
Nate, I feel like if you did that, actually, Nate, if you did that, you would be very respectful and like, but I would jump right the fuck up, stop, get out of flinching every time someone came over.
Oh, Nate, you would give them a full body massage. You'd give them a 45-minute long full body massage.
Oh, yeah.
You would be like,
I would come in with the fucking super soaker of fucking oil and fucking, Jesus. They would think they're like, oh, don't shoot. And it's like, warm oil all over me. Sprayed all over me.
You know what you would do, Nate?
Get on the ground right now.
You get one of those
craziest massage of all time.
Those like water floaties that they lay on for newer massages. You do that, cover yourself in oil, and be like just whispering like, please give me newer massage to everyone coming through, please.
Yeah, that would be amazing.
Yeah. Jack, would you give Ben Shapiro a new massage for $250,000?
How long is it?
45 minutes.
Yes.
45 days.
No question.
45 days.
45 days.
New massage. Yeah.
Yeah, I would still do it. Untaxed? Yeah, I'm doing it.
Wow.
Dude, all donated to.
What's
that? What's that?
To the DSA. To donate all that shit to the DSA. It's worth it. Oh,
brave.
To Noodles and Company.
I would do a fucking reverse. What did you call it? Maria Sharapova?
Mm-hmm.
I would do a reverse version of it where you could come into the exhibit, but I'm unleashed. I can fuck with you guys in any way. Mm-hmm. If you walk in here, I can fucking attack you. I can fucking do something nice to you. Who knows? Mm. Reverse.
You're the art.
You got to sign a waiver. You come in here, I might fuck you up.
Damn.
That'd be funny. Just wailing on one guy the whole time. Jesus.
Picking one guy.
That's okay. Incredible.
Do we need to do the in memoriam?
I thought we in did memoriam. That. Am I wrong?
Well, we said who like we thought would local... still be alive.
Why don't
in memoriam who... might be too sad.
Yeah, I don't think we should do it.
Okay.
Why don't we do... In, yeah, I guess they end with best picture, right?
Right, so should we just do best picture?
Yeah. Let's shout out some old people first that we're like,
oh, okay.
You know, kind of can't believe they're still
June Squibb,
Ringo Starr.
I think Mel Brooks is still going.
Mel Brooks is still with us.
Mel Brooks.
Oh, Dick Van Dyke.
Yeah. You're
getting greedy with the curse words up in there. Just so you know, man.
Mitch McConnell.
Oh,
Mitch
McConnell
for sure, dude. Wow. Can't believe he's still kicking.
Old ass Mitch.
Old bitch. Oh. Now, who else? That's about every old celebrity.
Well, we shout out the youngest people.
The youngest, most up-and-coming celebrities.
Fucking niece, Chloe. Month old.
Oh, yeah. Frankie Valli, who I saw. He's still going. Oh, my God. Frankie Valli.
Oh, wait. I want to shout out some Generation Alpha celebrities. Okay. I just want to quickly shout out just some... I've just gotten a list of names here, so I'm going to be shouting out some Gen Alpha celebs just to say thank you to them. Ryan Kaji, thank you very much for all your work. Harper Zilmer, thank you. The Garza crew, we appreciate you guys. Evelyn Unra, Stormy Webster, and of course, Blue Ivy Carter and Northwest, we salute you guys for your efforts in making the world a more entertaining place. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Oh, what about that one guy Who's the Twitch streamer that kind of looks like he's like a white guy who wears tank tops?
Wait, I'm thinking of someone else.
I think Caleb was like worked with though.
What the?
Really?
It's not what is that, his fucking name?
Whatever.
All right, it's fine. Shout out and to everybody. Best, yeah.
Let me hit some music here. Let me get something going.
Oh, we got 10 minutes left. I'm strong. Ooh.
Got me doing things I never do. In the 2025 Best Picture Award. Award nominees are One Battle After Another, Marty Supreme,
Weapons,
the Smashing Machine,
Bulgonia,
Sentimental Value. What else?
Cuckoo.
This picture I took of the subway takes guy in front of a horse dildo.
Nice.
I don't know if I can show that yet. What don't else? Share that,
hey,
please.
Let's discuss.
Wake up, dead man. Anemone. Bro, we're not talking about anemone enough.
What the fuck is that?
Oh, Daniel Day-Lewis.
Ooh.
Oh, you know what I saw recently was it was just an accident.
What the fuck was that?
It was the Cannes Film Festival Award, Palme d'Or award winning film of the year.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. It was
honestly, if you guys would like it, it's pretty good.
That's a great rec. Pretty
good. Also, I haven't heard you guys fucking, I've been begging you guys to watch A House of Dynamite. And no one is fucking watching it.
House of
Nuclear
Dynamite.
Catastrophe.
Oh, is that the Netflix movie?
Yeah.
Catherine,
it's
Catherine
got a 2.8 out of 5.
I'm afraid of that. Why do I know there's political undertones on that?
Well, because you have amazing instincts.
House of Dynamite.
Bigelow, the director of
Strange Days.
Hurt Locker, correct?
Strange Days is such a good movie.
What I'm saying is she is one of the most CIA informant directors infiltrating Hollywood.
Well, right. I know.
So what do you think they're trying to tell us about natural disasters?
I can't tell you.
It might not be entirely natural.
Right.
That's what I'm noticing.
Exactly.
If I had legs, I'd kick you. That's a movie I want to fucking
Me
watch,
too.
But I haven't seen yet.
I need to get back on watching movies, bro. I've seen Jay Kelly.
Oh, The Naked Gun.
You saw that?
I'm going to put that in there.
Yeah.
Wait, Eric, do you recommend Jay Kelly?
It's okay. It was okay.
It seems sad. Am I
wrong?
It was
okay. It's not that sad. It's not that sad.
Okay. Well, then, okay.
Did I say that movie, it was just an accident? Did I say that?
It was just a fucking accident?
Somebody might have said that.
Can I just say, everyone's like, movies are over. This is bro, there's been some good movies this year.
Yeah. Definitely.
Oh, dude, remember the one about zombies?
Oh, Eddington?
28 years?
Eddington?
Oh, my God. That is maybe one of my tops.
Bro.
28 years later.
Oh, 28 years?
That thing was
fucking, I liked it.
I've
and the
heard
bone,
the
what's
next
the new one,
is,
one coming out? The Bone
the
Kingdom?
Bone Temple. The Bone Temple.
The Bone Temple. Temple. It's called The Bone Temple?
Yeah.
The Bone.
Oh, what that, about him? Nate, you kept going to the movie theaters every morning with a notebook to go watch him.
And I learned a lot.
Hella.
I learned a lot.
Now you see me, now you don't.
Now you understand me.
Oh,
Frankenstein.
You know what
Materialist?
Movie?
Materialist was
damn,
good.
Damn.
It.
It's hella movies, guys. I'm saying some good movies came out this year.
Yeah,
Black
not
Bag
the Materialist,
came out this
man.
Year.
The Black Ballad Bank? Of Wallace Island.
Oh, bro. Ballad of Wallace Island. I've seen it 3 times.
Okay.
And yeah, my boy Tim's up in there. But it's so good. If you haven't seen that movie, that's a great holiday watch.
Sinners? Mm-hmm. We forgot Sinners.
Oh, bro.
You know, Phoenician Scheme? Caught stealing. Everyone has, I haven't heard anyone talk about caught stealing.
Yeah, I didn't see that, but.
I didn't see it either.
Not enough people were talking about it.
Mm-mm.
Okay, so what's your guys' pick?
God, good God. I have to think about this.
I want to say that the.
Oh, Friendship as well, man. Starring.
Oh my God, that was this year.
One of us, essentially.
Oh.
Yeah.
Holy
the
shit.
Roses, Honey, Don't. Yeah. Sorry, Baby. I haven't seen Sorry, Baby yet.
I haven't
either. Did you guys watch Sorry, Baby?
No.
No.
Shout out to Victor. Oh, we got to watch it. Okay.
I'm going to go with, because the feeling I had after getting out theater, where I was like, man, that was a good fucking movie, was Sentimental Value, which I keep telling you guys to watch. I don't think you've seen it yet. You guys don't care about my recommendations, but.
No, I almost watched it. I got vetoed last night at home. I wanted to watch it with my mom.
It's so good. But if not that, I would say One Battle After Another, of course.
Yeah. I mean, I think that One Battle After Another is my favorite. Pero,
man.
More interesting answer. Jack, do you have one?
No, but this is making me want to watch a movie so bad. I want to watch a movie right now so badly. It's crazy. Don't you like it? When you see a good one and then you've just seen it and it basically changes your whole demeanor. Oh, I like
right.
that.
Right. That is the best. Man. Okay, I would give the second best award to God, I can't even fucking know. I think I just have to go with One Battle After Another.
I mean, it's a masterpiece.
Yeah, it really is. Well, guys, I think we've wrapped up our awards, haven't we?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Except we probably forgot one, didn't we?
The most
Which
joyous.
One?
What'd you say?
Joyous what? Moment.
The joyous moment of the year. Oh,
the joyous moment
my
of the year.
God. Oh my
and the
goodness!
Star.
We this should have given some thought to this, dude.
The nominees for the most joyous moment of the year goes to... I'm trying to think of something really fucking joyous. How about Benson Boone doing a fucking backflip? Okay?
Oh, that was
That's
crazy as fuck.
Unlocking a new level of joy.
God, is it a bad sign that I can't think of one joyous moment for my entire life right now?
It is, but it's not about you. It's about the world. Dude, did something fucking joyful happen to us as a collective, as a humanity?
I would say that trip, as us three, I would say that trip to the UK was very joyous. Maybe my most joyous moment of the year for me. Was that whole trip.
Yeah. Yep. That's a good one. Yep.
Show.
Joyous moment of the year.
That's mine.
Yeah. That. I feel like we could just say that that's got to be
that's
it.
That's top tier.
Was popping the tires.
Okay. Joyous moment from the last couple of days, though.
Right. What gave it to you?
I would say just being at my mom's house and doing a puzzle of different sugared plums. 1,000-piece puzzle.
That's amazing. 1,000 pieces. Incredible. Are you gonna finish it?
We didn't finish it, but my mom's boyfriend did last night.
Wow,
we got it close. Check it out.
Ooh,
yeah, that's a
that's
good
really one. Not quite nice.
Thank you.
Healthy.
Let's see here. I ate some milk and cookies. Again.
Oh, ooh.
Milk and cookies, dude. My mom makes these like sugar cookies every year.
Yo.
Delicious, man. Some sprinkles on them.
But did you have any out for Santa?
there was actually at my sister's place a plate of cookies for Santa.
Oh.
And I was like, I could eat that cookie because like no one's ate it yet, you know?
Well, if you take a bite, then you're adding to the fucking whole mystique of Santa, yeah.
But Santa's like fat, so he would eat the whole cookie, you know?
Well, he's trying to pace himself out. Millions of households.
Right, right. But yeah, that was it. Milk and cookies.
Delicious.
The Borat voice come back. Jack?
So I'm going to have to give it up for this kind of memory cube that I've been given.
A memory cube?
Cube of memories.
Whoa. Whoa.
So, yeah,
what memories are on there?
When I made fucking carrots 3 weeks ago. This dartboard that I like to play. Let's see. Me and Raleigh at the beach.
You look like old, like jacked, old timey jacked.
Well, I also look new timey jacked, and it's also because it's very kindly cropped right before my stomach starts taking over the scene. Little Andrew, bleep! Don't you dare steal that information, government. And then you're probably thinking, well, where's fucking you and your brother at the wedding of your uncle?
Of course, I was wondering.
Wow.
That.
Wow! Oh, he's looking great.
Yeah,
he's looking fresh.
Wow. And Raleigh, right?
Looking fresh, guys.
Next year, do the memory dodecahedron.
Dodecahedron.
Okay,
wow.
Y'all.
Well, what a year it's been. It's been a garbage fire, absolutely. Huh?
Yeah, but 2025 has been a fucking garbage fire year. Yeah.
But life keeps going on, and worse things are going to continue to happen. I always say this. But there is humanity still. Humanity persists. We will keep fighting and raging against the night. And we will defeat AI. And we will bring movies back. And more Barnes & Nobles are opening this year than ever, which means people are reading again thanks to book TikTok.
Wow, I didn't know that. Do you remember the David Harbour speech?
Well, no,
and we will continue to punch Nazis in the face. And
I'm getting chills because I agree.
And the girl from Stranger Things, what's her fucking name?
Millie Bobby Brown.
No, the legendary
Sadie
female
Sink?
Actress. No.
Oh, Winona Ryder.
Yes, and she's going like this.
She's so funny. I love her.
She's
a fucking love Winona. Winona.
Winona.
The last message of 2025, Joy Tactics, is we love you.
We love you, Winona. Wow. Oh,
Winona.
We love everybody? Or just Winona?
We love everybody, but we love Winona.
I wonder what this looks like. Do you think we could engineer a heart? Like, I don't know where we fall
Mine
on the thing.
Very much.
Oh, we could each take it. Here, I'll do an ear. Because I'm...
Screenshot this. Hopefully we something tells me we're not getting close.
Nah, we got it. We got it.
We got it.
I'll do the
peace and love.
Wait. Up this area.
All right.
We could all just, everybody just do something.
Yep.
All right.
That felt good. All right.
One love. Peace out.
Well, that concludes another incredible fucking episode of Joy Tactics. Head over to patreon.com/joytactics to unlock exclusive weekly bonus episodes. And make sure to follow us on social media where we post fire TikToks and hilarious shit like that. And if you loved the shit you just listened to, make sure to subscribe, rate, and leave us a review. Thanks for listening, and remember, we are shaped by our thoughts, we become what we think. When the mind is pure, joy follows like a shadow that never leaves.